Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Krejcha. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Autism Empowerment and the Program Director for the Autism and Scouting Program as well. I will be your host today, and we'll also be joined shortly by Karen Krejcha, who's the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment. We have a huge announcement during the show, and we believe this will hopefully change the lives of many Scouters around the country and eventually around the world. And it's a little bit of a tease because we won't get to the announcement until just a little bit later, but you just won't want to miss this announcement. Because it is, as you can tell, I'm kind of excited. It's really, really huge news, and it's really going to change the face of scouting as we see it as it relates to those scouts on the autism spectrum. If you're listening live to the show today, today is Monday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. First of all, I'd like to say wish everyone in New Zealand, Australia, in many parts of Asia, Happy New Year. I know it's been a New Year already there for a few hours. For those on the East Coast, you're just preparing in a few hours for your New Year's. We still have about 11 hours to go before our New Year's here on the West Coast. So I want to wish everyone Happy New Year and a great scouting year to come. Autism Scouting Radio is part of our Autism Scouting Program, which is one of the core programs brought to you by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism and Scouting Program after the broadcast, you can visit us at www.autismempowerment.org. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and a whole variety of other types of media outlets as well. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts in archive or via podcast, you can get all of that information there as well. As many of you know, Autism Empowerment is a public charity. Our ability to keep, expand, and enhance our program offerings depends on public support. It's not too late this year to get your 2012 tax donation in. You can go to www.autismempowerment.org before midnight on the West Coast. Any type of donation of any type of size, it really, really will go a long way. And once you hear our announcement at the end, I know you're going to want to go and make some type of contribution to really help support what we're going to be doing for the New Year, because it really is going to be that great of a thing. Again, I want to thank Autism Empowerment for bringing you this wonderful program. One more thing. I would like to thank my last guest, Tiger Cub Scout Ryan, and his mom for our last show. This was his second time on the show. He's such a ham and always makes such a big splash. So today we're going to first look back at the past year on where the Autism Empowerment's Autism and Scouting Program was, where it started, where it ended 2011, and where we now ended in 2012. We'd some huge news at the end, and then what we'll do is go forward and move forward. Today is such a big show, we actually wanted Karen Krejcha, who's the Executive Director, to come in and co-host today. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you, John. Happy New Year to all of those out there who are experiencing New Year right now. And for those who haven't quite made it there yet, we hope that you have a happy New Year's Eve and that your New Year 2013 will be wonderful as well, full of joy.
Now, you have some, before we get to the show, you have some a few things too, right? You want to especially about the donations. There's something special that we can offer some of our Autism and Scouting listeners out there?
Yes. Well, John, what I'm really excited to do, first of all, is to thank all of the people out there who have supported the Autism and Scouting program and Autism Empowerment, which is the host charity for Autism and Scouting. We truly have appreciated your support, whether that be passing along our stories, whether that be volunteering your time, and especially we appreciate the financial donations as well. As a public charity and one that's, you know, rather small and volunteer based, we rely on public funding, and we also, you know, apply for grants and for different types of things. But it's that public support that comes from each and every one of us as a connected community that really helps keep our organization going and flowing. And I'm really excited because I also host Autism Empowerment Radio, and if you haven't listened to it yet, if you're just kind of more of a scouter and haven't picked up on our Autism Empowerment main show, we highly recommend checking that out. We're actually going to have a New Year's Eve show today at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, so we invite you to check that out as well. But one of the guests that we had on the show earlier in the year was a young man by the name of Colin Brennan, and we also had his dad, Gordon Brennan, on. Colin is a young singer from Canada who just has the most amazing voice. He's on the autism spectrum. He sang for us when he was on our show, and he's been invited to New York to sing. He sang a number of different places in Canada, won a number of different competitions, and this young lad is just such a bright light. And we received a note from his father saying that they wanted to be able to do something to support autism empowerment, and that includes our Autism and Scouting program. And so what they offered to do was give a copy of Colin's new CD with his songs to every person who sends a donation, a tax-deductible donation, we might add, to Autism Empowerment. And the way that works is if you go to our website, www.autismempowerment.org, you're going to see a donate button. And we use PayPal as our merchant provider. It's a secure service. You can use credit card, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, electronic check. You can also make a donation through the mail. And if you postmark that today, wherever you are, and you're looking for a tax write-off for this year, that will still apply as well. You can postmark a donation by mailing it to Autism Empowerment. And we have our post office box there on our website as well and have that information. If you make a donation, they will send you, again, a free copy of Colin's CD, and it will be coming from Canada, and they will get that out within 2 days after they've been notified that the donation has come through to us. And that is just, you know, that's just so cool. And it's such a delight. In fact, they sent me some MP3s of his music, and I didn't have a chance to be able to upload them for this show, but I hope to get them up for our later show today so you can hear this young man's voice. He's a true inspiration. And, you know, so go support his music as well. He has his own radio show, Colin Brennan Music, and we were going to have him as a guest back again in 2013. So we want to say a special thank you for that and to say, hey, you know, come support us. There are a lot of people out there that are vying for your money right now. We realize there's a lot of wonderful charities, and truly, it's hard to decide who to give to. We just want you to know that when you give to Autism Empowerment and you support programs like our Autism and Scouting program, as well as our radio stations and a lot of the other services we offer locally, regionally, and worldwide, you have a team behind you that is passionate, that lives, breathes, sleeps, drinks Autism and Asperger's Empowerment, and you've got a positive team that is going to make a difference with your money, put it towards programs and services. And so I just wanted to say thank you, encourage you to go to our website, consider a donation. If you can't give money now, we're also looking for volunteers to give time. That's something you can do online. It's something you can do in your local area. We're also looking for people, if you have in-kind donations, say you have items, you're trying to get rid of your clutter for the new year and you have something that's collectible that you think you might like to sell, Autism Empowerment is on eBay as a nonprofit charity. And you can either sell and donate a portion of your item, your item's sale price to Autism Empowerment, or you could send us the item and use that as a donation to us, and then we could sell it and then keep the proceeds. So there's a number of different ways to help Autism Empowerment. We actually have a link on our website that talks about that a little bit, and I won't take up too much more of John's show here. But I wanted to say thank you again. So thank you for considering that.
And thank you, everyone out there. So let's go ahead and get to our scouting year. How about that?
That sounds good.
Did you want to? Did you have any other points that you wanted to cover, or did you have any questions for me?
Well, John, since you are the coordinator of our Autism and Scouting program, I thought it might be nice for you to take a moment and to just kind of give a little bit of a recap on where we've grown in the last year, like in terms of multimedia coverage. And I'll ask you some different questions for answers that you can share with our group. And we'll kind of go from there. So what about Facebook? That's a big program that we have.
Facebook is probably one of our oldest. It was one of the first things that we started, actually almost two and a half years ago. This is before we wrapped this into Autism Empowerment. We started that. We actually started with a Facebook group. And the group is actually, our original group started in 2010. At the end of 2011, we ended with 154 people, and as of today, we have 200 exactly. We actually got our 200th just today. So, and that particular group kind of varies and goes up and down. There's a lot of discussions there, a lot of open, free flow of ideas. It's kind of a fun place. But where we've seen the biggest growth by far is on our Facebook page. We actually ended last year, 2011, we ended with 236 people. And at that point, it was growing pretty steadily. What we saw in 2012 was words can't kind of even give the growth. Because at the end of 2012, as of right now, we're at 1,207. So we almost added 1,000 people in this past year. And at the point, we were actually reaching 15 nations at the end of 2011. With this, at the end of 2012, we're in over 45 countries. The vast majority of our scouters are from three different countries, from the United States. From the UK, we have about 119 scouters, and from Australia we have about 115. So, and then it goes down from there. From Canada is probably in the mid 40s, and there's a lot of countries in around 10 to 5 to 10 from around the world. We have a lot of international collaboration, which we absolutely love, because it's not just about just one scouting group. It's not just about Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. It's about all scouts, no matter if they're Joey Scouts in Australia, Beaver Scouts in either Canada or the UK, scouts from across Europe, Asia, Africa. We're in every single continent, except Antarctica, from the best I know. I haven't seen that one yet. So as far as the Facebook group, absolutely, it's just, and we encourage people to go and recommend it to all of their leaders, all of the people that they know. Even if they don't have anyone in their unit that has autism or Asperger's or any PDD-NOS or any of the other autism spectrum disorders or related conditions, it's good to have leaders know, because you will eventually have someone in your unit that has one of these types of conditions.
Or you probably do, but may not be aware. John,
absolutely.
Can I put something in out there about the Facebook?
Sure.
Okay, so a lot of people out there might listen to that number and go, oh, that's pretty cool, but then wonder, but does that really matter? Because it's easy for a lot of groups out there. I mean, any group out there could get thousands and thousands of Facebook likes if they were looking for that. But what John did not point out is that we weren't advertising that. This was something that was a slow growth. It's a lot of word of mouth. It's through our site. It's a very niche type of group. And so the quality of the response from the people that have joined our group is very interactive. And so we're looking for quality of numbers, even though the quantity and the growth is exciting. We're looking to create groups where, you know, people can plug in and they're going to be coming back to find value with the different posts and the different things we offer. And because we have such a current small volunteer base here at Autism Empowerment, we haven't been able to put up a lot of stuff that we want to, but we have been able to put up a lot of different things, and we will be growing that in the next year. And so I just want to say that it's great to see that type of growth, and it's really a quality group of people that are part of the community. And if you're there, we're happy to have you. If you're not that yet there, feel free to check us out at facebook.com/autismandscouting. And don't forget to also plug into our facebook.com autism empowerment page as well. A lot of our Autism and Scouting friends are not on the main Autism Empowerment page, and there is a lot to get connected in with there, so please check that out as well.
Absolutely.
So, John, why don't you talk a little bit more about, how about the Autism and Scouting radio show and what we've done and what you've primarily done with that over the past, I guess, half year or so?
Right. We started this radio station, which you're listening to now. This was an offshoot of the Autism Empowerments radio station, which started in early July of 2012. We started this station in late July of 2012. We encourage people to go over and listen to the radio show, including the one later today at 3:30 today?
3:30, and we started in June, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, June, sorry. and then this is today, actually, is our 37th show. And we currently have had, to date, over 12,000 listens. You can download it, the information. You can go to iTunes. It's accessible on iTunes, through the Blog Talk radio, a lot of the different types of websites that we have set up, because we actually set up a Blogger site for the radio show that you can actually access all of the shows there as well, just by clicking. And you can either access either through the phone or through the computer.
Okay.
So that's really exciting. And we've
John,
had a
I
lot
wanted
of...
to also, John, I also wanted to point out, you mentioned the iTunes thing. That's really cool. However, we want people to know it's like iTunes podcasts, because if they're looking
right.
just straight in iTunes, they might not be able to find it. The quickest way to find it is to go to Google or your favorite browser and type in Autism Scouting Radio iTunes, and then that's going to bring up, the first link that's going to bring up is the feed for our station, and then you can click and subscribe there for free. And the same goes with Autism Empowerment Radio. Just type Autism Empowerment iTunes, and that will bring you directly to the first link result you'll get back. Will show you a quick way to subscribe for free. That way you can download any of the episodes that we have to your favorite mobile devices and be able to share them with your scouting units. And it's not something you have to listen to just once. It's something you can take into your group or meeting and be able to share with others as well.
Thank you. And we've had a variety of people on, including some inspirational stories. We have a group of shows that I've done where we actually have scouts come on, talk about their scouting experience that are on the autism spectrum, the good, the bad. We've had some really wonderful programs. We've had scout leaders, Girl Scout leaders, Boy Scout leaders. We're trying to get some more international flavor as well. So if you have any interest in coming on, talking about a subject, please contact me at john@autismempowerment.org.
And John, why don't you tell me, what are some of the themes? You know, you said we've had a variety of different shows. What are some of the more memorable ones that you remember hosting?
We did a bullying prevention one, some tips on how to prevent bullying within your unit. That was really well received. There was one with Karen Mansfield from out of Colorado. She was the scout master who has a unit that's a transitional unit. That was incredibly done. Tony May, who's the BSA's national chair for special needs, he's been on multiple times. Sean Williams, an incredible supporter of autism empowerment and of the Autism and Scouting Program, he's been on. He's out of Illinois. He does a lot of work in a variety of areas, including he does
the Great Race Autism Acceptance.
Great Race for Autism Empowerment.
So has a venturing crew, right?
Right, correct. Sorry.
A venturing crew that does a lot of really cool stuff. That was a really good show.
And then also what I've done in 2000, the blogging has been very important to me as well. At the end of 2011, we finished that with 27 different blogs. So far to date, we've done 35 in 2011. And then we also created a second blog spot radio, Autism and Scouting Radio at blogspot.com, which basically highlights different things from this particular radio show, where we've done 11. So in all total, we've done 47 different blogs, which is a pretty decent increase over 2011 as well.
And for people who might not be familiar with blogging, it's like online articles that you write.
Right. And there we've done a lot of different things. We did. We talked a lot about inclusion versus exclusion, different types of topics as far as, again, bullying. We did a lot of different inspirational stories. We've had some guest bloggers on recently that have done some articles that we redone as well.
Blogging is something that we would like to invite more people to take part in. You may have stories from your area that you'd like to be able to share, and we would like to be able to help promote them as well. So please feel free to contact John for that.
Thank you. Another area is Twitter. We've seen some growth. In 2011, we ended with 201. This year, we added a little over, almost close to 200. We ended with 391, and you can find us there at Autism Scouting. So it's not autism. That one is not autism and scouting, just due to the fact of the character restriction. So it's at Autism Scouting.
And if they're on Twitter, they should also get the tweets directly from your Autism and Scouting page. Is that correct?
Right. The Facebook. If you're on Twitter, everything from Facebook is linked, so they'll automatically go get all of the tweets as well. One of the things that we started in 2012 was our Pinterest, and we're not sure. We're kind of playing around with that a little bit, because it's kind of neat, because we put up inspirational quotes, a lot of different photos. What we like about it, it's very visual. So far to date, we've posted 32 different things up there, and we have about 27 different followers, and we definitely encourage people to come follow us there. There it's Autism Scouting as well.
And Pinterest is really cool. I mean, John, you're doing an awesome job at getting autism and scouting and autism empowerment out there within the social media. The thing is that we have only a limited amount of time in each day, and only a couple people that are kind of running with that. So you kind of have to pick and choose and see which things are going to work the best. But as we get more volunteers and more money flowing in and more time to be able to educate, we would really like to expand and grow these venues, because we find that they do provide value, and each person may, if anybody has a passion for any of these particular things and wants to help us out, please feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. One of the things that we were definitely expanding is our Google Plus area. In 2011, we ended the year with 54 followers there, and then we ended this year with 183. So we've seen some definitely growth there as well. Also, in late 2012, they started a new service called Communities, which we now have a community there, and we have about 11 followers there. So,
is the material that you post at the Google Plus, is it the same that you post at Facebook, or is it different?
It's similar. Yeah.
It's similar. Okay. Because
yes.
Some people have preferences. I know that, you know, probably, you know, most of the stuff that people are going to see is on Facebook, but I know that there's people out there that just don't want to participate in that and different types of things. So we want to find an opportunity and a way for you to get connected. So if you're interested in any of those things or have suggestions for other expansion, just let us know, and we are happy to work with you.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to 2013. We have secured the domains for www.autismandscouting.org and .com. And so those two websites will be coming. They'll probably be mirror sites more than likely. And we are looking for your suggestions on what you'd like to see on the site, so please let us know. And again, at john@autismempowerment.org. We're also going to probably be needing some help designing the page. So any type of help there would be wonderful. Financially, again, support would be wonderful. But we want to know what you want to see on the page. We want to be your place to where you can come find information, whatever you particularly need. So.
And we want to have a more central place. John wanted to have, even though we do have a home for autism and scouting at the Autism Empowerment site, we want to have a separate page there because there's really so many different content things to offer. And he wants to be able to have a resource that's easy for people to connect with. And so, again, feel free to contact him about that. We're going to be developing it. It's going to take a little bit of time. But we're also going to end up having probably an Autism and Scouting Radio site as well.
Absolutely. And so we're looking forward to one last thing as far as the multimedia is that one of the kind of neat things for 2012 is we came up with a new logo. We took the fleur de lis, which is pretty common in most scouting organizations, and we were able to embed the four foundational colors or pillars into the logo. Green is for accept, red is for enrich, orange is for inspire, and purple is for empower. And inside the fleur de lis, there's puzzle pieces, and most people out there probably are familiar with the puzzle piece as a symbol for autism. What we would like to do, we do need the help of a graphic designer of some type to help finish off the logo. What we would like to do is see a more distinctive outline of each of the puzzle pieces, particularly in the color white. That way it stands out a little bit more. And so if you know of anyone that has those types of skills in graphic designing or anything like that, we would ask that you come on and help us out with actual redesigning of the logo, and we have some really kind of cool things, plans we want to do with the logo as well in the future.
And along those lines, I mean, graphic designers, we're also looking for people who can come up with some cool designs for us to kind of brand the Autism and Scouting and Autism Empowerment programs, things that we can put on shirts and, you know, different things where people can look at a glance and go, oh, cool, that's Autism Empowerment, and, hey, that's Autism and Scouting, that's really something that I'm proud of being a part of. So if you're a creative graphic designer type, please get in touch with John at autismempowerment.org. And we need that help because that's not really our area of expertise, but we know that there's some talented people out there who do like that kind of stuff.
I know people are like, when are you going to come up with that announcement? But it's coming. We have just a few more things we want to go over because the 2012 was just a huge year for us. It really was. Obviously, with the multimedia campaign and basically getting the word out, we've really been able to get education and acceptance as part of the whole concept out there. So hang in there. We got a couple more areas to cover, and then we got the announcement coming. So
we have time. I'm sure people are patient.
So I'd like to go over what we did as far as training for 2012, because that was pretty important as well. We thought 2011 was pretty amazing because we were asked by the Cascade Pacific Council to do some regional training at a training event in 2011, and that was just a phenomenal event. I had actually done two classes by myself that particular year, and it was just, the classes were numbered so well. We were actually asked to come back for 2012. And the classes were done in early November, the first week in November. And we actually, for 2012, we revised the basic class, and then we actually developed an advanced class as well. I was very lucky because Karen, who is the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment, actually joined me and helped teach all three classes. We did two basic classes and then the one advanced class. In addition to the training, Autism Empowerment was able to put on display their Autism and Scouting program, new banner that we did, or new display, on the what's called the Midway, where people went through, and we just were able to share our message with so many different scouters, and it was just amazing because I don't know how many people came up to us and said, you know what, I have a scout in my unit, or we have three scouts in our unit that have either Asperger's or autism or sensory processing disorder or some type of issue, and people were we were really able to connect with a lot of different people. And the three classes that we did were so well received. It was in addition. So that was really a great thing. What was kind of exciting was the basic class that we had, we shared with many people throughout the country, and we learned that it was actually also taught in both the Chicago regional training and also in the Carolina training. So the same training that we developed for our council, we were was able to be shared in multiple councils throughout the country. Although this one was particularly directed towards the Boy Scouts of America, if you have interest in the training, we can customize it to your group, whether it be a Girl Scout group, American Campfire Girls, a Joey group in Australia, a Canadian group, or a UK group, or a group in Germany, wherever you are, or in Thailand. We can try to customize a training for you as well. So,
you're starting to break up a little bit. Do you notice that?
No, I'm sorry about that. Are you still there?
I just want because you were getting fainter. I just wanted to make sure that the listeners had a chance to hear what you had to say because what you're saying is very important.
Thank you. We were also asked by Tony May, who's, again, the BSA's national chair, to review and make suggestions on the training he was developing for the National Commissioners College. And we reviewed it and had some changes for him, and the changes were all taken, so we were able to integrate part of our expertise into the national dialogue as well. As far as the National Commissioners College training goes as well. So you may see those trainings come up. We've had a little bit of an influence on it as well, but Tony was the one who was able to drive the majority of that as well. For 2013, there's going to be, for those who don't know, the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, is the manual that medical professionals use to diagnose autism and other related conditions. That's changing in 2013. They're currently using what's called a DSM-4. The new one is going to be called a DSM-5.
and the last one was released in 1994, so it's been a while since there's been a change.
Absolutely, but it's going to be a major change because the change is Asperger's as a diagnosis and PDD-NOS as a diagnosis is going away. They're all going to be lumped under the autism umbrella, which they already are, but it's all going to be called autism. And so, go ahead. Did you have a...
It's actually, it's they're not, the diagnoses are not necessarily going away, but they're being called something different. It's called under one umbrella of autistic spectrum disorder, and there's going to be different classifications underneath that. Yes, there won't be an Asperger's diagnosis, or there won't be a pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified diagnosis, but those who have those diagnostic evaluations currently may have to go and be reassessed, and it may affect their services. There's a lot of different things that are kind of a mystery that we don't know yet what will play out as a result from it. That manual won't actually come out until May of next year, but we will be reporting on it and talking about it. So that's something.
Well, my point is that we're going to be revising our training to reflect the new DSM-5. And so we're going to be going ahead and revising the trainings that we did do in 2012 to reflect the more current updated version. So look forward to that as well. And other things that we've done a lot of direct support. Autism Empowerment was instrumental in 2012 in founding Vancouver's first sensory-friendly Cub Scout pack. This pack was started with six youth, who were all on the autism spectrum,
except, correct.
And using the Autism Empowerment's media connections, we were able to raise the youth membership to up to 27 by the end of August. We realized during the time that the vast majority of scouts aren't going to be able to access maybe a special needs or an inclusive group that's just dedicated for one particular
sensory friendly
issues, or they may not all be autistic or special needs. So what we tried to do was refocus our efforts on bringing the message of bringing sensory friendly scouting to all units that aren't necessarily even specifically specified to special needs. Because if we can make it more inclusive for everybody, we feel that it's going to be such a better and more powerful, inclusive program, no matter if it's Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or whatever particular type of unit is out there. But one of the big things was we were able to still help found this particular unit, and this unit's still up and running and going. And we also have provided a lot of other direct support to dozens of families around the country, helping find a sensory-friendly group or a group that's open to working with kids who are on the autism spectrum. And so we've been able to find a lot of positive things as well, as far as that is concerned. Are you still with me, Karen?
I am with you. I was just letting you talk. I wanted to point out that part of the reason that we kind of stepped away from that is that we want to make sure that people out there in autism and scouting and autism empowerment realize that our autism and scouting program isn't just Boy Scouts. It isn't just Cub Scouts. It's, you know, that we serve all of the scouting communities, and we aim to serve locally, regionally, and worldwide. So originally, when we were helping to found the program, and we did find a lot of great value in it, the kids did great. I think a lot of them that are there are still doing well. We wanted to be able to be part of something that could be replicated, and we realized that, yes, you know, that model can kind of be replicated, but we, as John mentioned, we want to be able to have the maximum impact. And for many scouts, that includes integration and inclusion within typical packs. And so we're kind of focusing in that area. We realize that there are some scouts for which a sensory-friendly pack would be a better choice and a better option. And so we are still willing to help out in informing those types of models as well, and giving tips and ideas and strategies for doing that. We just want to make sure that as individuals that we make sure that people out there know that we want to be able to serve all levels, all ages, and all abilities.
Absolutely. And so we have one more piece of news, and one more piece of news from 2012, I should say, and then we can get to our year ahead and our big announcement. How does that sound, Karen?
That sounds great.
Okay. So one of the things that we are all also, even though we're not specific to any particular unit or any particular type of scouting that Karen just said, we do try to support all of the different types of units when they come and ask for our help. Karen and I were both asked by the special needs or Cascade Pacific Council Special Needs Committee to come on board and advise them as experts in working with scouts with autism and to become part of their committee to help their particular council help increase the membership and training within their council. So we're that's the kind of council that both of our sons are actually a part of. My youngest is actually a Tiger Scout, first grader, and then my oldest is currently a Star Scout in Boy Scouts. So we work with the Cascade Pacific Council quite a bit, and we're going to be coming. We are asked late in 2012 to join, so our first meeting is in January 2013. So we look forward to bringing some exciting information and how we can help different councils. And I'm sure by learning their intricacies and the workings of the units, we can help other types of scouting groups as well. So
I think it's really cool to be able to understand the process. And being
right.
able to volunteer and be a part of that, it gives us a feeling on how different groups work different things. So this particular group serves Southwest Washington and a big part of Oregon. And even though it's a council, it has different districts from within that. And we find that people tend to do, just like school districts have different things in their different schools, the same thing sort of happens in scouting as well. So this will give us ideas. We want to be able to also show that Autism Empowerment is interested in working cross-disability and to make sure that we put the capital A in disability and focus more on the abilities and helping that rather than the disabilities.
Absolutely. And it was just, again, a phenomenal year in a lot of different ways, training, direct support, the multimedia. So we want to thank everyone out there from literally around the world that has been part of this, all of the different people that have shared stories, sent in pictures of their scouts. We love sharing pictures of the scouts on Facebook and different Google Plus and different places because they're really stories of inspiration. If we can inspire, there's so many times I've heard or read comments, I should say, where someone said, you know what, I didn't think my son could do this. I saw this other scout do it. I know my scout's different. You know, each person on the spectrum is different. But you know what? It gives me hope that my son can succeed as well. And scouting really, we feel, brings skills, practical life skills to the forefront. And especially when it comes to interpersonal skills, it really helps scouts be able to deal and work with other people. We've had a number of scouts on the radio show. And every time one of the questions I always ask them, what's your favorite part of scouting? And almost without exception, they say, the friends I've made. Or, oh, I've made two friends, that I've had now for a long time. And those are the things, those are the kind of stories, those are the kind of successes that we want to share, we want to bring to other people and let them know that, hey, scouting can be a successful thing. We had a cadet, a Girl Scout, Mary Grace, on. She was so sweet. She has Asperger's, and she was like, "Oh, I just love going and seeing my friends every single week, and now I see them at school sometimes." And these are the kind of skills that we try to encourage and try to highlight as well. So,
And you know, acceptance within communities is so huge. Being able for a teen or a youth to be able to find a place where they feel safe and comfortable, where they can develop new skills, make friendships, and be in an environment where they're accepted regardless of their differences is so important for lifelong learning and success.
Absolutely. So we do have some huge news that
we
did promise. What?
We do?
Yes, we do. And this is the news that we really think is going to be a game changer in a lot of ways, because I think it'll be a catalyst to help spur on something even bigger and greater. So without further ado, here's Karen Krajcik, the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment, with the announcement.
Thank you very much. You know, that comes off sounding so formal. And, you know, in reality, I am an individual just like the rest of you. I'm on the spectrum. John and I are very passionate about autism empowerment and autism and scouting. And John, who isn't on the spectrum but has two sons and a wife who are, has really found a calling with scouting and serving those within the autism and Asperger communities. I am very proud of him for his persistence, for his dedication, for his vision. And earlier this year, we had an opportunity. We've been figuring out what would be the best way to be able to expand what we're doing with autism and scouting. We don't want it to just be local. We want it to be regionally, nationally, worldwide. And the thing is that with just a couple people volunteering and really no funds, it makes it kind of difficult into what we can do. So what we have always been able to do is try to get the maximum impact from our time and from the money that we have. And John has done such a fantastic job with that, and I appreciate his persistence and dedication. So as far as the big announcement goes, we had been soliciting different organizations. But early, you know, filling out grant requests, going through that learning curve. But there was a particular thing that came up, and it was an application that I sent out in May of this year. And it was about our Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program. Just, we totally believe in this vision. And we sent our application and had references, extensive detail, and all of that. And the way that grants work is you oftentimes go through a multi-step process. You hear on if you've made it to the next round, maybe you need to submit more information, and so forth. And we heard that we made it to the next step in the process, probably June, July, or so forth. But then it was this waiting period that we've had to wait through for the past few months and not knowing whether or not we were going to get this grant. And the best news came in December. We found out that Autism Empowerment's Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program was one of just 16 national recipients of a 2012 Autism Speaks Family Services Community Grant. We are going to be getting $25,000 from Autism Speaks in 2013, specifically for our Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program. This is a program that John and I have had in development. It is an expansion of what we currently do. It is going to be used, the money is going to be used specifically to develop and produce leadership kits. The money will go towards 500 leadership kits, and then we will also be trying to secure matching donations and additional funding to produce more kits in the future. And it's going to include written training, it's going to include sample visuals, it's going to include a DVD, and the kits are going to be available to a scouting unit, whether it's Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Royal Rangers, American Heritage Girls, Sea Scouts, Campfire Girls, Impact Girls, Geek Scouts, any unit at this time in the United States for the first 500, and one kit per unit will be provided at no cost while the supplies last. The funds will also be used for us to create the material that we're using in the kits and put it up on our site as being downloadable. We are also going to be doing training via webinars, because, and that will be available worldwide. We'll be doing podcasts and video production. Now, this is a it is going to be a process. It's going to take a while to develop, but we are so excited and so thrilled that Autism Speak saw our vision. We went through an extensive vetting process, and we truly believe that if the organization out there that tends to receive the most money in terms of donations and would have the choice of being able to donate to almost any organization that they wanted, they believed in us. A small organization that was founded by two parents in Vancouver, Washington, we know then that, you know, this is something that's going to make a real positive difference worldwide. The program is, the training is going to employ a variety of different techniques and leadership training to show leaders how to effectively work with children and teens with autism in their families. We want to make sure that when kids come into scouting, that they're not just accepted, but they're encouraged, they're inspired, they're empowered, that they're retained, that leaders know how to work with each individual family. We are going to have examples of sensory forms. We're going to have all sorts of different visuals in there. And part of the program that the money is covering as well is it's also part of the $25,000 is also funding in the fall of 2013 our first regional all-scouting autism training conference, and that will take place in Vancouver, Washington. We haven't figured out the date yet, but it will be in the fall. We figured it was going to probably be, what, John, late November?
Yeah, probably late November.
Mid-November?
We're
going to be providing workshops, training sessions, role-playing, and more to all scouting groups in order to provide a wide range of training methodology. And that's going to give you, as a scouting leader, an opportunity to mix with groups of all different types. We are really, really excited because having positive, helpful, educated, inspired, and empowered leaders is going to promote retention. It's going to increase scout confidence. It's going to promote family involvement. It's going to, you know, get those friendships going, not just with the scouts, but also with the families. It'll help reduce isolation. And it's going to assist with advancement and success within all scouting programs. It's also going to help recruit new scouts with autism to scouting, and it's going to provide a positive ongoing experience where individuals on the autism spectrum in scouting can gain and achieve new life skills, skills for life, and help with the development of those interpersonal relationships that are oh so crucial in our lives. So that is the exciting news. $25,000, again, Autism Speaks Family Services Community Grant. We were one of 16. You can. We're going to actually put a press release out shortly, within the next 24 hours or so. It's actually on the Autism Speaks website, but we haven't formally announced it yet because we wanted to save that.
This is our formal announcement.
This is our formal announcement. And John, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I want to be 500 kits. It sounds like a lot. But when you think about how many units there are between Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and all these other different types of units, that's really not a lot. And what we need is probably more like 5,000 units, 5,000 kits. So what we would really desperately need, any type of, if you know of any corporation that would like to make a donation, a really huge impact, any other scouting organization that would like to help partner with us, we're looking for additional units to above and beyond the 500.
Right. The grant itself, the money for the grant, just to let you know how that breaks down, because we need to use their grant money specifically for certain things, okay?
Right.
So we can't just, you know, it has to be specific to the things that we specifically put in the grant, and that is the development of the kits. It is the regional training, and it's also the development of the kits. So a lot of it is going towards, you know, a lot of the development and then the actual production. But as John says, that money then's gone. And I don't think, honestly, the $25,000 isn't really going to cover all of that, but it covers a big portion of that. And we are looking for supplemental organizations to collaborate with us, individuals, philanthropists, you know, people that see this vision. It is going to happen. We are putting it together. And we feel that, like, if people out there have that confidence of knowing that another organization has, you know, is standing behind it and believes in it, we're hoping that might help sort of tip the scale towards like, okay, you know, we're willing to buy into this as well. You
and
know,
what we'd like to do eventually, too, is expand this. Fortunately, that this grant is only offered, the 500 units are, we only can allocate to U.S. states. And
yes, that's from the parameters of the grant itself.
But what we'd like to do is raise additional funds internationally to be able to provide international kits to international groups around the world. And so, again, help funding, you know, this is not only, you know, where you're touching your own units, but you're touching units all over the world. And we're really trying to make this a global effort to really push this, because I think getting something in front of each individual unit, it's great to provide training, but if the individuals don't go to the training, then they're going to miss going, you know, for all of the wonderful training that we did at the conferences, we missed every single person that didn't attend. What we'd like to do is drill down to the actual individual unit and get the information into the hands of the units, talk about anti-bullying, talk about, you know, sensory issues, talk about, you know, what does it look like when, what's the difference between a behavioral issue and a sensory issue, because they look very similar. How do you treat that? We want to be able to get this information really desperately to the individuals at the individual area.
And, you know, John, I mean, when we do the trainings, it's great. You know, it's an opportunity, but they're 40-minute classes. And quite frankly, we try to cram, you know, 3 or 4 hours in those 40 minutes. And people are only going to be able to retain so much. So these leadership kits are going to be much more extensive. There's going to be, you know, much more material in there. There's going to be access to visual presentation, online support, webinars, all sorts of things. It's going to be a really neat production. And, you know, we're going to actually be requesting help probably for some people as well to participate in that as well. But, yes, this is big, guys. This is really wonderful. This is an opportunity for us to really, as a group through Autism and Scouting locally, internationally, to really make a difference throughout all Scouting, because it's that important that we help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just
sorry.
So excited.
We're actually almost out of town.
We're out of town or out of time?
Out of time, and my mind's almost out of town because it's almost the end of the year. So,
yeah.
Anyways, we have about 2 minutes left. Again, I want to thank you, Karen, for having the vision as well to support this particular program, because without the support of Autism Empowerment, none of this would have happened. I mean, not even close. So, thank you to the board of directors of Autism Empowerment.
Thank you very much.
I mean, they've been instrumental and supportive of my vision as well. And whatever we're looking for help, so we need your suggestions. We want to hear from you. Let us know. We're here for you. We want to provide the best possible support. Later on in the year, we'll be putting out how units can start signing up and trying to get on the list for the unit, for the kits. But that whole mechanism needs to be all kind of put together as well. So thank you for an incredible year. Thank you. We're looking for an amazing 2013. We have about 90 seconds, or about 60 seconds left. Any final words, Karen?
I just want to say I'm just really proud of the Autism and Scouting community. We couldn't be doing what we're doing without you and your support. So let's continue to build this, guys, gals. Let's continue to do this. And I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic new year. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much, and everyone have a wonderful New Year. Happy New Year if you've already been there. Happy New Year for those coming up. Thank you much, and happy scouting.
Cheers.